Trumos Perek Dalad Mishnah test continues the opinion of Rabbi Akiva from the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we said that if one fig of Truma falls into 100 more figs of Chulin, then it can become butl, but you might have problems with differences in weight or size or, for example, the color of the figs. If a white fig falls into a mixture of 50 white and 50 black figs, then we had different opinions of what the halakha would be. And Rabbi Akiva said, if we knew what color the fig that fell in was, the truma fig, then it can only mix with others of the same color as part of the mixture. So if you have 50 white and 50 black and a white fig falls in, only the 50 white will count to be a 50-to-1 proportion, not enough to be mevatel the fig that fell in. On the other hand, when it's not Yadua Masha Nafla, when we don't know what color fig fell in, so there's an additional fig in there, and we've got a mixture now of 50 white and 50 black, and one of indeterminate color that was Truma that fell in, then Ma'alo Zuazu, the 50 white and 50 black combine to make a 100-to-1 proportion to be Mevatel, the one that fell in. And our Mishnah gives that case. Ketzer, chamishim te'enim shechoros v'chamishim lebanos. You have 50 black figs and 50 white ones of chulin. Nafla shechora, if another black truma fig falls in, then shechoros asuros. All 51 black figs are asur, because one of them is truma, the mixture is meduma, and as a 50-to-1 proportion, the one extra black fig is not batal. But v'halavanos mutaros, the white figs are completely mutter, because there's no meduma there, we know none of them are truma. Nafla lavana, if a white fig fell into the 50-50 mix, lavanos asuros, ushacharos mutaros. The white ones are asur, and meduma, because one of the 51 whites is truma, and the black ones are mutter, because none of them are truma. But when we don't know what fell in, ma'alos zuazu, they raise up one another. And as a result, we say that it's 100 chulin figs to one truma fig, and we are uncertain. We forgot the color of the truma figs, or we never knew the color of the truma figs that fell in. And as a result, we now say that the whole mixture is going to be considered mutter, and you take out one fig for the truma to give to the kohen. Why you don't count the figs and find which one is extra, 51 versus 50? Presumably we're talking about a case where it was around 100 or more than 100, but we don't know how many. So even counting them isn't going to give you the answer. I made that up. Don't consider that to be authoritative. Now, Bazu, in this case, Rabbi Eliezer is machmir, Rabbi Yoshua mekil, because Rabbi Akiva said that each color is considered separate. Rabbi Eliezer said that you can never mix together the different varieties to be ma'ale, the other one, because they're considered separate. Even if we don't know which fig fell in, you can't mix them together. And Rabbi Yeshua was makil and said, even if we do know what color fell in, you can be makil and consider it all to be part of the 100-to-1. Going back to the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Ches. Parak Dalad Mishnah Yud, Uvazu, but in the following case, Rabbi Eliezer Mekil, Rabbi Yoshua Machmir, contrary to what we would have thought. What is the case talking about? There were three stages when people were processing figs after they were picked. The first step was to spread them out to dry in a field. Then you took something called a maktsoa, which was an instrument, a cutting tool, that cut the figs and removed the stems from the bottom, leaving the pressed figs called kitsios, pressed, already processed figs. The last step was that you had this deep round mold called an eagle or a wheel where you shoved all the figs together and pressed them down until they stuck together. What would come out of the mold was called an igule dvela, round cakes of pressed figs. It made a cake that looked like kind of a big wheel of cheese. And then you took them to the market. They were usually pressed into a wheel or a cake that was 1 litra in weight, which was a half a log, maybe 3 eggs volume, hard to say exactly, but usually relatively small. And what they would do when they got to the market, apparently according to Rashi, is that they would use a fork and separate the pieces out of the cake and sell them individually. So what happened in this case? Bedores litra ketzios al pi habad. He had jugs of dried figs. sort of raisin-like, that he put into these big jug containers. But the mouth of the jug was kind of a round space, and he would take a litra of dried figs and press them down into the mouth of the jug, so that way he was kind of combining how he was going to carry everything to market. The dried figs inside the jug won't pop out because there's a sticky cake of figs stuck to the top in the mouth, and he's got a convenient way to transport the sticky cakes, each one in the mouth of the jug that he brings. So the problem is, one of the sticky litras of pressed figs that he's got was truma, and he got mixed up. And the eini yodea ezohi, and he doesn't know exactly which one of the jug mouths has the litra of truma figs in it. The dried figs are all chulin. And in fact, the dried figs we know that are inside the jugs bouncing around, none of those are truma, because the truma is only the sticky litra on top. But the problem is, we don't know which one is the truma and the rest of them are chulin. If he had 101 jugs, then the 100 jugs would be mevatel the one of truma, and you would take one of the litras out and you would be fine. But in this case, he has fewer than 100 of them that he's transporting, and he's not sure which one has the truma stuck in the mouth of the jug. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Roin Osan Kilu Heim Perudos. We view them as if they were separated. Batachtonos Ma'alos Esoel Yonos. And the lower ones are going to nullify the upper ones. Even though the upper figs that are in the mouth, the litras, are sticky figs, and the lower ones inside the jug are dried, we consider the lower ones when we're doing our math of 100 to 1. Even though the lower figs aren't even in doubt, and we know for sure they're not truma, he says, when it comes to nullifying figs for truma, we're going to be mekiel, says Rabbi Eliezer, even though it's usually machmir. There are two reasons the Mefarshim give for this. One of them say that the reason is it's a special kula when it comes to truma, as we've been saying before. Because the strict ratio is already 100 to 1, we don't want to make it any more difficult. So we'll be makil in this case, and we'll let him get away with it. Others say that Rabbi Eliezer is makil when it comes to figs, because midioraisa, figs don't have to have truma taken out in the first place. The species mentioned by the Torah that require truma and miser are wheat, grapes, and olives. But other produce are only midrabanan. So Rabbi Eliezer says we can view all the figs as if they're mixed up together. So if you have 50 jugs worth or something, and you've got a lot of the dried figs, and you've got the 50 litras of pressed ones on top, we can put the whole accumulated proportion together and say it's 100 to 1. Take some out, give it to the Kohen, you're good to go. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Sala. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it does not go up. Achayu Sham Me'ah Kadim. Until you have 100 jugs. Rabbi Yoshua does not combine the lower figs with the upper ones. He says the lower ones are not subject to doubt, so you can't count them as part of the truma, and you can't count them to outweigh the truma. Even though Rabbi Yoshua is making on a variety of ways in previous Mishnayos, when it comes to things that are definitely not in doubt, he is going to be machmir and say you cannot count them to the proportion.